News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Determining when a child is ready to step away from an extracurricular activity can be challenging for parents. While sports and classes can build resilience and create a sense of community for some children, they may also become sources of stress and pressure, and kids often want to opt out. And Stella O'Malley, psychotherapist and author, joins us this morning. Stella, we've all had the kid. We've signed them up to 12 whatevers, gymnastics, ballet, scouts, whatever it is. You've paid the money. You're not particularly looking forward to having to drag them there of a Thursday night or what have you, but nonetheless, you're all on board for it. And then they go, I don't want to go. How do we deal with that?
You know, it is very hard, because when the kid doesn't want to go, they can not want to go because of random reasons that don't quite make sense. And also the parent knows very often, you know, on the other side, if they've been very good and they really liked it and they've just fallen out with their friend and they just want to stop it, and they know that they're kind of missing out on pleasure. So it is hard. They do say, you know, like people shouldn't, you know, children shouldn't give up because of a bad incident. They should only do it when they're in good form, when they've kind of recovered on some level on it. But I do feel for parents with this, because we know that they're going to drop ballet or drop sports or drop whatever it is. And we know that they often regret it. They often think, oh, I should have kept it up. I should have kept it up. But it's part of,
yeah, that's like me with my piano lessons in second class. I should have kept it up.
We know that we'll think that later on. And yet it's part of childhood is starting to discard some of the things, because you can't keep them all up.
So do we let them walk away? Or, because sometimes people don't have a genuine, you know, not everyone's going to be a gymnast. Do you know what I mean?
So do we
let them walk away, or do we say, no, it's character building and I've paid for it. You have to stick with it. What do we do?
In fairness, I think if you can go slow it down, so yeah, you can drop it, but we're not going to drop it immediately. I think that there is something in the fact of having the kind of freedom to give something up. I gave up swimming, funnily enough, when I was a kid. I remember I felt like I was liberated when I gave it up. I felt so good. And I felt really kind of in control of myself, like as in, this is my decision, I can do it. So, you know, just because you're thinking, oh my God, they're giving it up, they're going to regret it, they might also feel great that they've taken charge of their life.
Giving them agency, giving them a bit of autonomy, giving them a bit of independence to make a decision, that could have benefits. So are you saying, if I'm getting this right, as I say, you've signed up for your 12 classes and your kid says, I don't want to go. You say, well, you know what? You've signed up for this term, so you're going to finish this term out, but then we'll talk after that and we'll see if you still don't want to go back again. Is that the kind of way to go?
That's exactly what I'm saying. But I do think what parents agonise more about is when they've done it for 4 years and they really enjoy it and now they're giving it up, and parents are really sad because they actually might regret it. That's the more common. After 10, 12, it's kind of easy enough for them to give it up. It's like, okay, just finish out the term and you can give it up and that's fine. It's the kid usually when they're anything from between 11 and 14, and they've done it for years, they've loved it, it's been a huge part of their joy, and now they're a teenager and they don't want to go. That's painful for parents, because parents know this is a phase, they'll probably regret it. And you know what, they might, but actually sometimes...
Also, parents have been bringing them for 4 years, and parents are invested as well, and kind of go, don't throw... Yeah, exactly. Is there... you know, I was thinking of my own upbringing where parents would say, you know, don't quit things, don't be a quitter and all. Is there something about soldiering on with things you don't really enjoy, or is that just stupid?
Actually, it is sometimes stupid, but there is a point to it, because if you allow a child to keep on giving things up, I've met them, they have this self-confidence of, or self-perception of, I'm somebody, they internalise it, I'm a giver-upper, I don't stick at things. I've tried 7 things and I don't stick at any of them. That's who I am. So that can actually go in. That can seep in faster than you might think. And so that would make me very concerned, if you follow me, because that kid hasn't learned the beauty of discipline, of self-control, of working hard and becoming very good at something. They've never had it because they've been allowed to give up very quickly.
And lastly, Stella, we do kind of overschedule our kids. That's a part of this whole piece too, isn't it?
Yeah, so I'd be less inclined to sign kids up for too much, because the overscheduled child is a thing. They get anxious, they get overtired, they get crabby. And when you've got too much, even if it's too much brilliant activities, it's still too much. Too much is too much. And so if, you know, every Wednesday is a write-off because there's always tears on a Wednesday because the kid is always overscheduled, well, somebody has to be the project manager and give something up. And if the kid wants to give up one of the things, maybe the kid is actually being wise here.
Yeah, maybe they're actually telling you
something. It's too much for them.
Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning as ever. That is Stella O'Malley there, psychotherapist and author. Let us know what you think about this. It is quite challenging for a parent when their kid turns around and goes, I'm not doing that anymore, particularly, as Stella says, if you've been bringing them to like swimming at 4 o'clock in the morning for 3 years and now suddenly they're like, I don't want to swim. And you're like, what have I just been doing? Let us know what you think about it. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.